You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web. And your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
I didn't know that this is Britney Spears.
Are you serious? How do you not? No. What did you think it was?
I don't know. I didn't realize this was the song you meant. Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, all right. Welcome to Real Housewives. We have escaped to Biatch Mountain this week. I'm your host, Cassidy Gard. Ashley Daniels is out of town, but you may recognize our very own Charlotte Broadbent, who also hosts with Ashley. And say hi to everyone.
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Love this show.
Yes, they do Snooki and JWoww, so I love that we've brought it all together. We're just like hopping on to all the Bravo shows. Well, that's one.
I do Total Divas too.
Oh, nice.
So I'm loving all the reality.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, so let's jump right in. This is part two of the dinner party that we ended with last week. And it really just comes in with the comment of the week with Brandy's, "You turn into a crazy a-hole," to Kyle. It really sets her off right for this episode. And we see that she is just an emotional wreck, which I think that you and I spoke, it's been building a lot too.
Yeah.
Starting out with all the buildup of the rumors and Mauricio. So were you expecting her to have this breakdown on camera?
I didn't think it would be to the extent that it was. I mean, Brandy, she has no filter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never had a filter. And she's never really pushed someone. I don't think she pushed Kyle over the edge. I mean, all she said that was that she was an asshole.
Yeah.
But I think just with everything that's going on with Kyle, she was finally just like, I can't take this. Mm-hmm. Everyone was fighting. And even if it is just a rumor, I don't know what I think. I do agree with Yolanda. There's no smoke without fire. But it takes its toll on you.
Mm-hmm.
Even a rumor, it's of your husband cheating. You have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to rock things and
absolutely
put a little bit of doubt in your head. If there was that one night that Mauricio didn't come home, he came home a couple hours late.
It was a work trip or just
you
something.
You know, exactly. Like, it has to kind of a ticking clock. Like, did that happen, you know? I think it was just finally the last thing that she just
snapped. She was just having a really
yeah
hard time. But it was nice because Yolanda really said, I'm not going to kick you while you're
mm-hmm
down. We might have our differences, but now is not the time or place. And Kyle really kind of sobbed into her arms and broke down. And I thought it was nice that everyone just put the differences aside.
Totally.
Lisa came in. Poor Kim just seems to be feeling left out that she's not consoling her sister. I'm not sure.
I don't know what Kim's... I feel like she has to be kind of in the drama. And
mm-hmm
because the attention wasn't on her and it was on Kim, she felt like she had to create drama with Lisa and be like, you can't tell me what to do. You can't shut the door on me while I'm going to the bathroom.
It's hard.
No one wants to see you go to the bathroom, Kim.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's hard because if it's a sister and it's family, it's kind of like, I know her more than anyone
yeah
else. I mean, she really does. She's known her whole
yeah
life.
Completely.
So clearly there's something there that she feels like she can comfort her in a way that the other ones can't.
Yeah, for sure. And just the way that Kyle was hugging, it wasn't just like a, you know, when you hug someone, it's kind of a half-hearted hug.
She was like embracing
Kyle was,
them.
Yeah, completely grabbing them, like she had to hold on to them. And it was like, wow, this isn't Kyle's really hurting, mm-hmm. really hurting. And you could, it was sad.
I mean, I thought it was major kudos that after she was crying and sobbing that she doesn't just say, okay, I'm going to call it a night. She goes back to the table and sits down where she's just been called uh-huh. a name by Brandy. And kind of, I thought it was admirable. She composes herself and she's sitting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, completely.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, she tried to put it to the back of her head, be like, okay, let's just carry on with dinner.
Well, I think the most exciting part of the episode must have been after dinner. The ladies, something was...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Going on in the air, we had Brandy wanting to get her alone time with Carlton.
Yeah,
you and I were both so shocked that Kyle really was the only one that went skinny dipping, but it was a little awkward because Joyce did not. So I was just kind of trying to keep up with everything going on and them in their nightgowns with the tennis shoes. What did you think about all that?
It was.
We thought it
just
was
the fact
desperate.
That Kyle was naked and Joyce wasn't. Was just kind of strange. And thinking about it, I don't know the time frame, but maybe an hour later after Kim was sobbing.
Yeah.
Sobbing. And now she's laughing, joking, naked in a swimming pool.
I just thought it was awkward that she's swimming around without her top on and Joyce is sitting
in there.
Did
she have bottoms on? I couldn't tell.
Well, it was really blurred out. I mean, yeah. I'm assuming she left her bottoms on, but something about her being naked and, like, covering herself. And Joyce is just like, I could see Joyce's eyes. She couldn't figure out where to look. Like,
well,
look Kyle in the face or...
It's like, where do you look when the person next to you is naked? And even if you don't want to look, you do look. Because it's just one of those awkward situations where you just have no idea where to look. And then you find yourself... You don't want to look, so you do look. Do you know?
I mean,
you know what I mean? So it's just like, and then Kim comes and she has furry slippers on.
From CVS. She's really proud of those.
That was just kind of weird.
I think, yeah, I'm curious what the rest of the viewers thought, but I think skinny dipping when no one else is doing it with you and you're the only one is, I don't want to say desperate, but it's kind of awkward and a little uncomfortable.
It's totally awkward.
Yeah. So, I mean, you and I kept saying that. There was just something with this episode that was just kind of forced. Like, something sort of romance that they're trying to have brewing with Carlton and Brandy, like they're in their bedroom and she's like laying on the bed and then...
And then she has her legs on the counter. And I don't... And maybe does Kyle feel a little threatened that Brandy and Carlton kind of have... that Brandy and Carlton kind of have this love. I don't know. They, like, fancy each other. I don't know. Does Kyle think, oh, I need some spotlight, so I'm going to...
It's something...
Be naked in a swimming pool with Joyce? I don't know. It's kind of a strange... dynamic they have going on.
It's definitely strange, but then Yolanda, I thought it was just funny that Yolanda is just going through like the rocks with Lisa. They're just kind of doing their own things, which Lisa was wearing a long white negligee with, I think it was black Nike free runs, which was so opposite of one another. It was just ridiculous.
And Yolanda has the small pink
one with matching pink Nikes,
big,
though.
Her big boobs. And
Yeah,
it was... And Brandy's still in a dress.
Yeah.
She's,
I would get comfortable. Brandy and Carlton both still stay in their dress. But it was funny
because... surprising. You think they would be the ones
naked. Yeah, they would be the ones, like, running around with, like, the little blurbs on their body. Yeah. But it was... I was surprised with the breakfast the next morning. It was very happy and friendly. It wasn't awkward. I mean, after their night before where it was a lot of tears and drama, I thought it was great watching Joyce because she speaks about wanting just to be a gracious host and just trying to be really welcoming to everyone. But what did we, like, what was everyone thinking about the cable cars? Because that's what I was thinking was so random that they went on cable cars in Palm Springs. Maybe there's nothing else to do. I don't know.
Well, I've heard of the cable cars before and I'd heard it was stunning to do that. And I guess, is there that much to do in Palm Springs? I don't know. I associate Palm Springs with... it being really hot and laying by a pool. So I guess it's kind of cool that they went on
the cable cause. Yeah.
And it's nice. It looked really pretty. Like, the view looked stunning. The animals, yeah, the squirrels were cute. Lisa they described them as sexy.
Yeah, the sexy squirrels. That was
the sexy, what was it, sexy cute squirrels? Like, that's an interesting way to describe. Never thought of
doesn't
a squirrel.
Doesn't she call Jiggy
sexy,
though? Doesn't she say Jiggy's a sexy little beast or something along those lines?
She likes her animals.
I thought it was funny. There were so many animal references of them being afraid of the animals, or mostly, I'd say Kyle. She's afraid of all the bugs, which I do not blame her.
Yeah, Kyle, yeah, doesn't like them. And Joyce, was it? It was Joyce and Yolanda, was it? I can't remember who were when they called Carlton to get that big bug.
Oh, yeah.
The big black bee. Get rid of that one.
She's always the one saving it because she's so close to nature with all of it. But
I think that's cool. She doesn't want to. I mean, I'm the first person to, if there's a bee, like, I don't care if I kill it. I'm like, just get it away
get
from
it
me.
Away.
Yeah, I freak out. But I think it's cool that she doesn't want to kill them. It's like that.
Well, yeah, jumping ahead to that, I guess. I mean, it was nice because Kyle, you know, it was kind of a source of good tension when they were at Kyle's house and she wanted to kill the bee, because this time she didn't kill the bee and Joyce didn't kill the bee. They said, get Carlton, let Carlton deal with it so we don't kill it and hurt Carlton's feelings.
That's cool, though, that Kyle thought about that and was thinking, okay, I'm not going to step on Carlton's toes and offend her again. I'm going to just bring her in and get her to take this big black bee.
Absolutely. I mean,
so I thought that was cool.
The cable car stuff was pretty ragey. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot going on, right?
I mean,
they were mellow. They weren't arguing. It wasn't anything that was, it was a little bit of filler space right in the middle, because we start out really strong. There's a lot of emotion and drama. And then the date was just pretty mellow. There wasn't anything that stood out to me.
Lisa started, she has these digs, these like random one-liners that she puts in here and there, and I haven't noticed it in previous seasons, but this season especially, she's really started plugging away at people. And she said to Yolanda as they were going up, there's enough animals in this cable car already. It's like,
oh,
ouch.
Well, like, she said it to one other person, so maybe she was trying to be a little bit more tame and not upsetting the whole thing.
But she's not trying to upset the whole thing, but it's just those little digs. And I like Lisa. I really like Lisa. But she just started saying those one-liners. And it's like, ooh, Lisa.
Yeah. Well, it was fun talking to you, because Ashley and I have our favorites. And we talk about the people we love and that aren't our favorites on the list. So it was fun to have a new point of view of someone that really, you know, liked the characters in a different way.
Yeah, for sure. I like Carlton a lot.
You like Carlton a lot. Well, we love hearing. I thought the comments last week were amazing. There were so many different points of views of who you loved and who you hated. So definitely keep commenting us. And if you love us, then rate us on iTunes and you can catch the podcast there. But I think that's the best part is the comments.
Yeah,
I love
for sure.
hearing what everyone says. And
we'll comment back.
Yeah, we'll definitely comment back for sure. But everything, I think, after the day scene went really well into getting into the second dinner.
Yeah.
It was exciting because they were mellow. They were cooking. I had no idea Brandy cooked.
I think Brandy's a lot more domesticated than people think. People see her as like this unfiltered, which she is, blonde, kind of bimbo. Like, I mean, I love her. She's beautiful. I think she's great. She says what she thinks. Maybe sometimes she needs to hold back a bit, but what you see is what you get with her, and that's what I love about her. But I think she is a lot more domesticated than people give her credit for. Like, she has two kids?
Yeah, she has two young sons, so she cooks for them.
And two dogs, one dog. But she has, like, a whole family, and she doesn't have a partner, and she's bringing these two kids up by herself, so she has to be able to cook. She's got to be able to take care of her family. But it was kind of a shock to see Brandy being the one in the kitchen cooking.
Yeah, she was functioning. She was cooking. She wasn't just drinking. And
yeah.
I mean, it's funny because she tweets a lot. When she cooks, she'll be like, wow, look at this, you know, cinnamon strudel I made. Or she'll make like a, she made up some fruit dish that looked really cool. It was like cake with a lot of icing and fruit. So I think it's good because she presents herself as this sex pot, which she so clearly is. And she's an author and she's doing so many events all the time. So the fact that she really can break it down in the kitchen
completely
and cook is kind of awesome.
Yeah,
which I really
think it's
liked
really
a
cool.
lot. Yeah, and I thought it was nice that Joyce acknowledged that, okay, there might be two sides of Brandy, because I'm enjoying her company. And I think she had a lot of grace to say, I'm actually enjoying my time with her. And she's kind of a little bit fun to be around even after the day before when we should get into that, because that became such a huge deal with the pool and the scene and the comment she made. And a lot of people had a lot of thoughts on it because it was such a big deal that she made is a very insensitive remark about Joyce and swimming. So that was something that I was anticipating more conversation of, that Joyce might bring it up this episode or say, you know, sit down. By the way, I mean, if you think about when she spoke with Lisa and said, I didn't like the way that you told me to get my hair out of my face. You saw that, right?
Yeah.
That I thought for sure she would say something to Brandy. So the fact that, I don't know, what do you think about that?
I think I watched What Happens Live after that episode, and Brandy called in and Kyle said, Brandy's not racist. She just says things and doesn't think about it. And I think, and the fact that, because Kyle and Brandy don't get on that well, the fact that Kyle said that, I was like, wow, she's sticking up for her here. Like, Kyle knows her. And I kind of think that that's what Joyce is thinking too, that it just came out wrong. I don't think she meant it how it came out, but Brandy just doesn't think before she says things. And when you're on camera, you're on a reality show, they're going to put something like that out there because it's interesting. It's different. It's stirring things up, you know? But I don't think she meant it at all how it came out. And I think that Joyce knows kind of to leave it.
To leave it. It was, to let it lie.
Bad comments, soft subject, and just to not even go there. Well, and I think that shows a lot for Joyce.
It does.
And I think Joyce is definitely someone, she doesn't keep digging. Well, but to me, she's not the one that keeps bringing subjects up. Like when she took...
True.
When she took Lisa aside after they went to the circus thing, I was kind of shocked at that because I was like, that's weird. It didn't seem to fit in because Joyce kind of is the one that doesn't want to. She sat at the end of the head of the table and was like, I'm hosting this. I don't want this to be super dramatic.
Right.
And she's kind of the one that doesn't stir a lot. And I was kind of surprised with the hair thing. But I think that she seems a little bit more mature. And with the drama thing. And Carlton, too. Neither of them really get involved, really get which is involved, good.
Yeah.
The two new ones kind of just stay on the outskirts.
Well, a lot of us were commenting last week back and forth on YouTube and wondering if it had to do with her pageant background and the fact that in situations where you're uncomfortable, you, no matter what, have to appear somehow in a place of grace where you can speak well and be eloquent. And Joyce continually seems to do that. And at first, it kind of irked me that she was always so just... in her place. She has beautiful posture. She's always standing up straight. She has this long, flowing hair. She always dresses well. And I just always thought it didn't seem very genuine. But after the last weekend when they're in Palm Springs, I started to actually enjoy seeing that side of her because it is something that Brandy can't do. And they all have their different ways that they're awesome and they're not so awesome. But that is one way that Joyce is showing that she can remain positive.
Yeah, I think she kind of... what am I trying to say? I think that she just is the bigger person maybe sometimes. Because when, was it Kyle that was offering the olive branch to Yolanda? And Yolanda's like, well, it'll take time. Kim, I don't know who it was. And Joyce said, you're older, you're more mature, you would think that you would just take it and be like, yeah, let's put it in the past. But Yolanda didn't. And that was kind of, Joyce is like, yeah, like we're older, we're more mature. We need to kind of just let this go.
Let this put it in the past. Yeah.
And leave it there. And I think that's cool. I really do think that's cool of Joyce. She is. And maybe that's an interesting perspective that it's her pageant background. I hadn't thought of that. And that's probably true because, and everyone's kind of catty in those situations. And
absolutely.
And she had to rise above it and. When she was doing pageants.
Well, going along with your Watch What Happens Live and news and gossip, I read an article this week that because of those comments that Hard Rock Live dropped Brandy from her contract of doing appearances in Florida because they thought that her comments weren't aligned with what they believe in and mm-hmm. the guests that go to Hard Rock Live and people, you know, that love the establishment and Brandy. They just thought it was a little disrespectful, so they dropped her from the contract. So it's interesting because Ashley and I speak a lot about Brandy goes for shock factor, because mm-hmm. if you have shock factor and you're keeping it really lively and dramatic and gossipy on a show like this, you don't get fired off of it, because it's the ones that are kind of boring. I mean, mm-hmm. with some of those shows, you add a whole lot. So sometimes their contracts don't get renewed. So we're thinking, okay, maybe Brandy's just being a businesswoman. She's thinking, I love being able to like be home with my boys and then go film and support myself and have my book. And when you have a book and a Bravo reality show, it just all bounces off of one another, and it's breeding more publicity and audience and everything that she, you know, was clearly having a goal of attaining. So it was interesting that because of the comments that she was clearly going for some sort of shock value is now
backfiring
on her.
I think Brandy's a smart lady. Mm-hmm. She's really smart. And I do think she goes for the shock factor. And it does suck that she got dropped. But that's something that goes hand in hand with reality TV, with not kind of thinking before you say something and just kind of lashing out and saying it and thinking it's a smart comment that people will laugh at. And it completely backfired in her face. But Hard Rock they have to think about their company. They can't, and what they represent, and the viewers, 80% are thinking, maybe more, she's a bitch. Like, you can't say that. That's not okay. And Hard Rock don't want to lose customers. And they have to think of it like that. They can't protect Brandy.
I agree with you completely, but I also think it'll be interesting to see with, you know, Paula Deen made comments that were completely, you know, a hot debate, and it was a real big issue, and she was dropped from a lot of her contracts, and it started out really slow with her. You know, she lost maybe like one show and then another, and then once one started doing it and people thought, okay, I'll risk losing her because she made these alleged comments, everyone else fell into place.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if this is going to be something that is going to stick with her. And I mean, she does appearances all the time, and she clearly has a lot of deals that she does, you know, to show up places, and people want to meet her. They like her. So I'm going to be interested to see. I'm going to follow the news closely this week and see what happens with the rest of her deals.
I hope it doesn't affect them, because I don't think that she meant it the way it came across. But that's,
I mean, her whole storyline.
When you say it in front of millions of people, you got to take what it gets, you know?
Like, well, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, last season with Brandy, it was a lot about she was like figuring out how to support herself. She's saying, I'm a single mom. You guys have husbands. It's a completely different situation. And I loved that the season started, that she moved into a house that was larger for her family. And she was like, I'm moving on up. So in a way, I just hope that she's able to keep that going. And, you know, I admire her for being a single mom and having two sons and trying to make a living. So
I agree. And she's been through heartache. Like, she's, I kind of see through her eyes, and it's like you have this hurt back there, you know, like everything with Leanne Rimes and then with the girl at Sheena,
right?
It's like to see the person, like one of the people that your husband cheated on you with all the time, and there's got to be a lot of hurt and anger and resentment in bringing up two kids by yourself. And I think her defense mechanism is being the person that she is and being so outgoing and saying what she thinks. So she's got to take the rough with the smooth.
I don't even want to get into this because it just goes even farther down to the rabbit hole for Brandy. But for people that we're going to keep you know, up to speed. After the dinner that was going so well, where Brandy is cooking and it's really lively and fun, which was exciting, except for the small part that Kyle has to bring up. Everyone's getting along so much better than last night. Because I'm like, Kyle, just enjoy it. Have fun. Just don't bring up the night before, because that'll just bring up everything again. Right. I was like, what is she thinking? So, you know, they all dispersed to call their, you know, their nannies, their husbands, their children to see how the kids are doing. And Brandy gets a call from her assistant that her bathroom window has been knocked in, and as if someone tried to break in, and one of the dogs was in the living room, but
I think both dogs were in the living
room. Living room when Cameron, the assistant, left, and then one was locked in the bathroom. Somehow,
yeah.
I didn't catch all that. I was just too emotionally distraught that the moral of the story is one of her dogs goes missing from the house. And I cannot even begin to imagine getting a call like that. Hazel, my multi-poo, who's the love of my life, the idea that somebody would, first of all, break into your home and your personal space, and then second of all, steal an animal, makes me so sick to my stomach. And you and I both were just like cringing, like watching this.
Well, when someone I feel like when someone steals an animal, there's more to the story of the person that's breaking in because they're trying to hurt you. This isn't someone that, I mean, I think you really saw Brandy, she's not materialistic at this. Like, knowing, she was like, I don't care about my house. I don't care what's been taken. I care about my dog. Right. And she just kept saying how upset her kids are going to be. And you just really saw a deeper side of her. But the fact that this person took one of her dogs, to me, that just shows, because I mean, when somebody, this is going way off, but when someone kills somebody and you mess their face up, that's because they have connection to you and they don't want to see your face. And when you break into someone's house, when you don't steal belongings, you steal something that they love, that just seems to me that there's more to it, the person that's broken it. Do you know what I'm saying? That there's some kind of connection, and this person's really trying to hurt Brandy.
I completely see that side of it, and I think when she got the call from Cameron, her assistant, that she was trying to figure out the W's, the what, the when, the why, the where. Mm-hmm. So for me, watching it, I know that Cameron mentioned it seemed as if it was broken into, but then they got scared off by something. So my thought was they didn't take anything because they broke in, which, why does she not have a security alarm? Or maybe she does, or hopefully she has cameras.
She said that Cameron was supposed to stay there. She said, I thought you were staying there.
If this is the case that the assistant was supposed to be house-sitting, dog-sitting, and left and didn't bring the dogs with her or something, would make me so upset. But my immediate thought was they broke in. Somehow an alarm went off. They got scared off. Maybe ran out a door. It's easier to run out a door than through there, and perhaps didn't close it. The dog escaped, got lost. And she seems to live somewhere in the hills or, you know, I know this is like awful, but Jessica Simpson lived up in the hills, and her dog Daisy went missing in her backyard, and they thought that a coyote had gotten her. But a lot of people in Los Angeles that live up in the hills have to be careful of the dogs out at night. And
that's so true. That's because, the coyote, you can hear them when you live.
You can hear them,
out there.
So I hope it wasn't sad to think of something that was an emotional attack or someone just trying to hurt her. But I was Googling it while we were watching, and I, you know, did she find Chica? And it appears that Chica was not ever found, but that she had a $10,000 reward and got a new dog and named him Chico. So I'm sure that that was something to try to bring light to the sons. And they probably, children get the most attached to dogs. And
I think that's all she kept saying. And that was, I found that the most real part, because she wasn't bothered about anything. It was just, my kids are going to be so sad. Like, this is going to hurt them so much. And she was broken about it, but it was about her kids, the fact that the kids are going to be so sad about this.
I really felt for her when I was watching that, because with that situation, I would want to get there immediately, which she did. She got in a car. She's going home. But she's on the phone with her assistant because that's the closest person that sort of knows what happened. But in a situation like that, it's when I really felt for her, because I know that Kyle would be calling Mauricio and Lisa, you know, would be calling her husband and on and on. And just to have someone that's like, I'm in town, I'm going there, I'm taking care of this, I have it under wraps. And I know a woman can like get in her place and she can own it and she can take care of business, which is exactly what Brandy did. But for her to have had somebody home that's like, I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to get signs up right the second, and then you help me when you get here. But she just seemed so alone, like in the town car going back to LA and trying to find the dog.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. So maybe we should all tweet messages to Brandy that we feel for her and we know how sad it must have felt, which I know that in that situation, she must have just been really emotionally distraught, but I thought it was a little... I don't know if I was off base, but it seemed as if Joyce was really trying to just kind of share, I've been there, I know how you're feeling, yeah. But... Did you think it
came off so wrong? I think everyone just has a really bad way of saying things. And I feel like when you're in the moment and Joyce maybe was trying to be genuine mm-hmm. and say and be comforting and say, look, I know how you feel. This has happened to me. And Brandy just took it the wrong way.
She was like, I lost a dog. And then Brandy's like, it's not a competition. Like, it's not a competition, like, Joyce. So it was rough. But...
Yeah, everyone just has a really bad way of saying things. But that's totally me. I'm the worst in situations like that. I always say the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And I do think Joyce was I don't think she was trying to make it a competition.
I don't think so either. I think she had good intentions. Yeah. So, we'll
and they see. Were all really, like, hurt. They were hurting for Brandy. And I thought, again, with the Kyle, everyone kind of bonded around her. Mm-hmm. And with Brandy, everyone's kind of come together. And like Kim was saying, we'll get signs up. And I don't know. When times get hard, they come together.
That is true. And I thought, you know, it was Kyle's acknowledging the fact that when the boys are away with their dad, that those are Brandy's children. Mm-hmm. On the weekends when she's alone or she's doing her own thing, she has the dogs to keep you company. And you always have someone just begging for attention and love and feed me and love me. And it's just like one of the greatest things in the world to have an animal and a dog. So really I feel for her, but let's get into some predictions, guys. Ooh. So what did you foresee happening next
week?
It
crapped out. Hold on.
I was like, where's our noise?
There we go.
That's what I was looking for.
I like the lights when the predictions go
on. I know.
Ooh. Flash, flash. Well, Brandy's back to being Brandy when she says to Joyce's husband, are you... Because like, Joyce calls him a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, are you a baby or a man? Like, oh, God. Brandy, just for one episode, just... No.
Honestly, I was thinking in the previews of next week, we were going to see something about Brandy and the situation.
The dog.
Hopefully a follow-up with the dog. Where... Something shifted. Mm-hmm. Something changed. She was more grateful. She had gratitude for the things in her life. Maybe she was, you know, you hear that when something horrific happens, it mellows you out because it really refocuses your intentions, what you want. So I thought maybe this will happen. Like Brandy will change it around. And it was just, it looked like the dinner party from HELL all over again.
Right?
I know.
It's like another dinner party. And when Yolanda said that they were having a dinner party and it always ends up with music around the piano. I just pictured last season when they were all around the piano and David was playing. I can't remember who it was. Was it Kyle that was making fun of him? And was it Brandy?
Yeah,
that was making fun of him. It's like, oh no, as soon as she said that, I was like, well, this is going to be a disaster again because they're all going to be around the piano and. Like, oh, God.
It's funny because I have friends that are musicians, and maybe after you've all had dinner, you know, they'll pull up the guitar. And half of me thinks it's really cheesy. I'm like, okay, let's do a little sing-along in a circle time now. But the other half of me loves it because it's live music and it's fun. But when it's effing David Foster, you shut up and you enjoy it. It's David Foster. I mean,
seriously,
he's produced just about every phenomenal singer imaginable. I mean, people pay thousands of dollars to go see them, and you're in his home and he's performing live for you.
Seriously.
Just shut up and listen to it. My God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I wonder if they. I'm interested to see how the around the piano after the dinner goes, because obviously the dinner is kind of a disaster. They're all arguing again. Brandy just doesn't like Joyce.
Yeah.
Something about Joyce that Brandy doesn't like. And I can see she's kind of. The preppy pageant girl, I don't know, but...
It's just the opposite of Brandy in every way
possible. Yeah, completely, but it'll be
interesting. Okay, so my prediction is, you know, with shows like this, how they really focus on a storyline and they just drive it home the whole entire time, and you get hear it over and over. I just think there's going to be no more to get out of this Kyle Mauricio thing. And another, oh, so I was going to mention the commercial because there was a very well-placed Jeep ad following Kyle's breakdown over Mauricio and clearly the emotional baggage she was carrying over the alleged cheating. But it is just kind of a postcard of trying to do some sort of PR cover-up for all the horrible rumors that he cheated. It's just them talking about how they love jumping in the Jeep and going on trips together for romantic getaways. Did you love it or hate it? Love it or hate it?
Hate it.
Hate it? Hate I agree.
I used to love Kyle, and recently I'm just like, the past couple of seasons, well, this season and last, I'm not the biggest fan anymore.
It's so forced.
So I just think she's trying so hard to be liked, and she wants to gain everyone's trust and be loved by all the viewers, and I just don't think she's that appealing anymore because I think people are seeing a bitchier side to her. Mm-hmm. Last season, Kyle was kind of a bitch a lot, and Kyle's kind of more of a snake. She says it. It's the thing she says in the confessionals that makes her. It's those comments that kind of make her
That's
bitchy.
Definitely true.
Whereas Brandy, I hate you. Like, she'll just
all the
say
time.
It, you know? It's like, there's no, if she doesn't like you, you know she doesn't like you. She doesn't like Joyce. Everyone knows she doesn't like Joyce. Whereas Kyle kind of does it behind their backs. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm not as big of a fan of Kyle anymore. And now I think she's just, I do feel super sorry for her about this situation because I think it's just awful. But I just think everything's so forced and she's just trying so hard.
Well, the Jeep ad was trying
so
hard,
too. And this is just
so
like adding to it. It's just like, stop.
Yeah, no, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. So that was my prediction. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. We're so happy to have all the comments and the people with your awesome perspective and point of view. You can find me on my website at CassidyGuard.com and I'm on all the sites at CassidyGuard. And where can we find you, Charlotte?
Find me at RoadToMakingIt.com on Instagram, Twitter, website too. So,
woo! Thanks for watching, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.